Hello, my name is Marjorie Lotfy Gill, and this is a piece called Waiting for the Marmalade to Set. It's just one of the pieces I'll be reading at the book festival, and it begins with this epigraph. One reviewer made her sound like the kind of woman who wrote a bit while waiting for the marmalade to set. The underside of the knuckle on her finger, having completed the rough work with the knife 20 minutes ago, has begun to swell. Her husband or daughter would never notice an injury like this one, not a cook in the pair. But she could pick out a woman who'd been chopping for jam or chutney by the marks on the underside of her hands. As a girl, she'd read her mother's fingers more than her school books, knew the chafing along the knuckle from peeling for marmalade, the swell under the index nail from coring early strawberries, the beetroot stain of a pound of soft summer raspberries. She reaches for her notebook, set beside her mother's red sugar tin. Her mother had forgotten at the end, filled it with flour, salt, porridge. Is careful not to budge the tins queuing in the pantry. She sighs at her need for order, raises her fingertips to her face, and for a minute, they are her mother's hands, calloused but raw, the warm citrus muslin she'd love to hold against her own younger face, even into adulthood, just last year, just this time of year. Could she have preserved these clementines instead, as she does the Amalfi lemons, packing them in sea salt, tiny white peppercorns, a single star of anise, the dark bay leaf, carrying the one year into the next? She writes in the notebook, owls watching from its cover, printed for her by an old school friend, an architect with a hobby. The words finally come, good words, words she's been sleeping with for days, breaking the sea surface after a long dive, the kind of words her readers use to stave off winter, hiding under their fat goose duvets. Why don't the poor read her books? Her agent doesn't know. Later, when her publisher writes that these words are finely wrought and carefully, even meticulously disciplined, she laughs out loud. Her marmalade hadn't set. She'd had to start again.